justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice! No peace!
Those are the voices of some of the estimated 15,000 people, many of them young, first-time protesters, who marched through downtown Oakland Monday afternoon in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement and the family of George Floyd, a Black man killed by a white Minneapolis police officer last week, and Breonna Taylor, a Black woman killed by police in Louisville on March 13th. As protests erupt across the nation, this one was unique. It was organized and led by students, and it was likely the biggest protest in the Bay Area in recent days.
In this past week, in the pandemic, with like all like this stuff happening, and the Black community really just awoken me to come out here and fight for our rights, because honestly, like, this is so wrong, and like, we just need a change.
That's Taylor, a high school senior. This was the first protest she's ever been to.
I'm Malia, and I came here because, like, the whole entire George Floyd thing is really just a lot, and I feel like, you know, we really just need to speak up. Out of all ages, it's just something that really needs to be done right now, and the more people are here, the more better impact we're gonna make.
And how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
Monday's march was the third protest Aaliyah's ever been to, and the second one this week.
It's really empowering, and it shows like how many people care, including young people.
The George Floyd Solidarity March drew in a young crowd and was also organized by young people. Organizer Akil Riley, a student at Howard University who is now home in Oakland, was among the speakers that addressed the seemingly never-ending sea of masked protesters gathered in front of Oakland Technical High School.
Why would a system of government work to combat crime? No, they work to make money. If America was really against crime, they would give people access to health care and housing and education. Yeah. Yeah. They wouldn't give us police if they really cared.
Xavier, Akil's co-organizer, took the stage before protesters began marching down Broadway.
I would like to take this time for the community here to say any names that may come to mind who have been stolen from us. Shout them out. Shout them out right now.
Stephon Clark!
Stephon Clark! Keep it going. Keep it going. There's hundreds. Eric Gordon, Sandra Bland, George Floyd.
The march was so big it spanned several city blocks. The marchers were predominantly school age, carrying signs that said, "White silence equals violence, no lives matter until Black lives matter, and end police brutality." These students have been out of school since school districts, including Oakland Unified, canceled in-person classes due to COVID-19 in March. They protested with the support of their teachers and parents.
I'm an educator, and it means everything to me to see children.
This is Gabriella. She says she feels like this moment is a tipping point.
I'm out here, like, alone and scared, and, you know, like, I'm a big germaphobe, and it's just so important to be out here and to be in community.
Hundreds of adults lined the sides of Broadway, cheering on the students. Medical workers stood in front of the Kaiser Permanente Medical Center, fists raised in solidarity with the protesters, who returned the support with cheers and applause. A similar scene unraveled at the First Presbyterian Church, where church leaders rang bells in support of the protesters. Akil says this is the sense of solidarity he hoped for when organizing the march.
I wanted to stand in solidarity with them, like to say that we stand with you, we feel your pain. We feel your pain, Minneapolis. It's happened to us before.
Akil's grandfather, Walter Riley, a civil rights attorney and longtime activist, attended the march to support his grandson's actions.
Just excited that he's able to rise up as this young person and bring out a lot of folks that haven't been coming to this university before. I love the fact that there's so many young people, so many young Black people here that have not traditionally participated in this kind of action. Young people need to say, and I support them saying to the older generation, you haven't done enough.
At 7 p.m., organizers finished delivering speeches at Oscar Grant Plaza in downtown Oakland and advised protesters to get home safely before a countywide curfew went into effect at 8 p.m. Some remained downtown and marched to Oakland Police Department headquarters. 21 minutes before the curfew, law enforcement began shooting tear gas and flashbang grenades at the young demonstrators. Many fled in fear on foot, on bicycle, on skates, or in cars.
Oh,
Law enforcement advanced on protesters again shortly after 8 p.m. A police helicopter circled the downtown Oakland area, announcing to everyone on the ground that they must get indoors or would be arrested. The Alameda County Sheriff's Office later tweeted that over 100 people had been arrested, many for curfew violations. For KPFA in Oakland, I'm Danielle Kay with Ariel Boone.